4LV, testing and standing by.
UCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HK. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we'll start tonight with our pre-net check-ins. And first there is Mr. Richard, KC4PLT, makes his home down in Pendergrass, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. John, KF4CKT, and Honey Pat. Then we've got Mr. Patrick, KC4WGG, and he is down there in Rome, Georgia. Next, we'd like to welcome Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we've got Mr. Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, made their home down there in Piedmont. Next is Ben, KO4ZEW, down in Simpsonville. Next is Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and made their home up here in Hendersonville. Then we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next is Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. Then we've got Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we've got Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. And then we've got Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. And let me refresh right quick to make sure we got no new ones. And we do not. So with that, we'll move over to our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale, negative and negative. 73.
Right, that is. We'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ. He is down there in Fort Lauderdale. And Greg, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for coming by. Have you moved down to Fort Lauderdale? Is that what the deal is, Greg?
No, I'm just all over. I got a daughter in Greer. I got a... I'm sometimes located with my son in Coral Springs, Florida, and I got a sailboat in Brunswick, and sometimes I'm in the Atlantic.
For that, I just wanted to make sure I didn't need to update my location for you here, because it still comes up as Greer. But if you're moving around, we'll just leave it alone, and when you check in, we'll call you where you're at. But I appreciate you coming back in here tonight and hanging out with us. Joy hearing from you, and thanks for checking in. All right, with that, we've got our pre-net check-ins and our EchoLink stations all checked in and read off. We'll move over to our RF section, and we'll stop. And let's see if we got any new hams tonight. New hams only, new hams only. If you've never checked into a net, please call KO4HKX, and I will take care of the rest of it and walk you through getting you checked in. Right, give them an opportunity to check in and ease them into the hobby. I know I was sat over Saturday in Hendersonville, and we got several new hams in the area, so I'll be looking for them to check in. Invited them over, and and run across one young man. He was 15 years old when he got his, I think he said he got his general. He tested tech and general, if I'm not mistaken. But he was a very smart young man for 15 years old. So looking forward to hearing him on the air. But with that, we'll move over to the RF section tonight. And tonight being Sunday night, we started at the top of the alphabet with Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 CU and all on the net.
Thanks for calling the net, Patrick. For DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
4HKX. And Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR. Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening.
All right, this is KO4HGX and Blue Ridge 2 Mirror Net. We've got a fine group to start us off there. First, we'd like to start with Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They made their home over in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down in Ware Shoals. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW, out there portable in Greer. Dave, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and Miss Amy have a good week this week. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, to make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, good to hear you, and please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Terry, KR4ACR, and he makes his home down there in Moore. And Terry, good to hear you, and thank you, sir, for stopping by, checking in with me. With that, we will try Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, one more time. All right, with that, we will pause. We'll move on up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick, and thanks. I'll be negative and negative.
KX. Sounding good tonight as always, sir. Appreciate you getting us together on Sunday night as usual. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name's Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments. 73, hope you and Miss Elise have a wonderful week.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge Team Leader Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He makes his home up here in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you. And I hope you have a great week this week, and thanks for checking in with me tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mike. He is one of our Saturday Night Net controllers, and that is AK4HR. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville, and Mike, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and the missus have a good week, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. With that, we will try one more time. Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. Righty, moving right along. We'll move up to the next group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, to where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
KX, Dick, I hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Patrick, and please tell Miss Elise that Beverly and both were asking about her. We're Fletcher, and we have no traffic, no comments.
HKX, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, Bravo, Alpha. It's Travis up here in Black Mountain. I got nothing for the net tonight, but I appreciate you calling it. I'll just be in and out.
HKX. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out. Well, I'll take that back. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little rag chew, and I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
HKX. 4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Hand out. Kilo. Uniform. Niner. Juliet. KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. And make yourself a wonderful evening, sir. 73's to all on the net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We've got another fine group here at check-ins. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, over in Tuxedo. And right here, let me pause just a second. Steven, I see you over there on Echolink. Let me recognize this group, and I will get you checked in. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, makes his home up there in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week, and thanks for checking in tonight. And thanks for calling the 146640 net over there. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Travis, KQ4BLA, and he is over in Black Mountain. Travis, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome our Monday Night Net Controller, and that is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. He makes his home up in Asheville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They make the home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for a comment. And I have a question for you when we get there to the rag too, so I was prepared for you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steven, KU9J, and he makes his home over here in Hendersonville. Steven, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for checking in with me. I do greatly appreciate that. And we're going to pause right here and let our Echolink station have priority. Echolink station only. Echolink station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hello again, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Patrick, for yourself, all on the net, negative and negative.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. He makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Jennifer have a great week this week. And thanks for checking in with me. I do greatly appreciate that. But with that, we will try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we'll move up to the next group, which is Mike through Pawpaw. Mike through Pawpaw, please call KO4HKX. So for HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM. Makes his home down there in Inman. And Walt, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with me. and I still need to get up with you sometime. I just have, my schedule has been wide open. So I will make my way down that way here shortly, I hope, before I have my surgery, and then I can't go anywhere for a while. But thanks for checking in with me tonight. I do greatly appreciate that, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. With that, we will try one more time. Mike DuPapaw, Mike DuPapaw, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. F4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie, AF4SX. Down here, Southern Greenville County. How do you pass? Check us in and out. Good evening to everybody on the net.
4HKX and Blues Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY. And he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX. They make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And David, good to hear you tonight. Haven't talked to you in a while, so I hope you and Miss Marie have been doing okay. But really good to hear you checking in with me tonight. I do greatly appreciate that. And please tell Miss Marie we said hello. With that, we will try one more time. Mike DuPapaw, Mike DuPapaw. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Field and chopping. Negative and negative.
X. Kilo, Charlie 4, Sierra, Tango, Romeo. KC 4, STR. Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO 4, HKX and Blues 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK 4, TRJ, down there in Cowpens. Bill, thanks for checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KC4STR, and he makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And Steve, good to hear you, and thank you, sir, for coming by and checking in with me. With that, we will try one more time, Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Hi, this is KO4HKX, and our Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, we'll move on up to the patient group tonight, which is Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in and out. KQ4WHN. It's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer. And I'll be negative and negative. Have a good night, everybody.
KX. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel, WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Kicks. Please check in Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on net.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Mark, KQ4WHN. He makes his home down there in Greer, and that is our Tuesday night net controller. And Mark, thanks for checking in with me tonight. Good to hear you, and look forward to talking to you Tuesday night. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH. He makes his home down there in Taylor's. David, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. Made their home down there in Southern Greenville County, and Tommy, good to hear you. Thanks for checking you and Miss Angela in. I hope both of you have a great week. With that, we will try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. We'll assume we got everybody for that pass, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel, Charlie. and 4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's negative and negative.
KO4HX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC. He makes his home down there in Taylor's. And Warren, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by tonight and checking in, sir. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. We'll assume we got everybody for now, and this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump is Mr. Larry, KK4JVQ. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX, here is KK4JVQ. What's been up with your day, Patrick?
Nothing special today. I went to church like usual this morning, so had a good time there. Fellowship with some friends and family, and then come home and have just enjoyed the quietness of the day.
Remarkable thing about Sundays, they can be quiet. And I think that's remarkable because even though there's only two humans in our house, there are four cats. And they keep us hopping. I'll tell you the truth, they do. And then we have another two outside that kind of hang around because we feed them. I've noted that that's one way to, you know, make a friend. Buy them a meal.
Way to do it, for sure. And if they got four legs on them, they are always going to hang around if they can find a free meal. That's for sure.
That's the truth. I've got another thing on my mind, but you said that you had something on your mind, so I'll let you take that turn.
I have something I found interesting today. I was sitting here preparing for the net, and I said, well, let's see what happened this week in history in amateur radio. And I come across a little article about Alexander Graham Bell, what he thought was his greatest invention. And it's something I'd never heard of before until I read this article. And it is a photo phone. He invented it in 1880, and it is a vibration in an AM signal.
Goodness. Now, there seems to be a little incongruity there. but maybe it's just because people in this day and time, they hear photophone and they're thinking of, you know, it conjures up a certain device. But the way you described its actual use, it didn't show photos. Or print photos, or nothing like that. Let's get to the heart of it. Exactly what did Mr. Graham's, I guess it was Mr. Bell, right? What did Mr. Bell's device do, despite its name?
Reflected sunlight off a mirror down into another mirror where you had your microphone. And as you spoke into it, it vibrated that mirror and projected the light, the sunlight, out to another device that received it and would turn it into an audible sound. It obviously never caught on, and no, it is not passing photos. It is a photo phone because it's using sunlight, as referred to in the photo on that. But it is a pretty neat looking little invention. They got a picture of it here, a drawing of it, and it's pretty neat the way it looks. And some other guy, Nick Bild, he rebuilt a replica of it using lasers instead of sunlight, and the 20th century. So that was an updated version of it. But it just caught my attention that how it worked and was using sunlight and mirrors to create a vibration and transfer that vibration that way through the light into another device.
I do think I'm a little messed up. I think about telephone, and you know, he's kind of famous for that one too. It takes voice, and the modulated voice changes what's transmitted over telephone wire, and then on the other end, it magically makes the voice audible to the receiver. Now, to be along the same lines as his telephone for voice, his telephone for a picture, you know, I guess picture is not in the name, so photo phone. You know, it's the receiving part that, I mean, I can get how the one thing occurs, and if you've got another one just like it, the receiver is right there, not a problem, I would think. But to transmit it even, you know, from New York to New Jersey, not a feat, not in this day and time, but in his day, could it be received? I'm just, you know, asking, just kind of poking for an answer here. Could it be seen on a receiver in New Jersey?
That was the drawback to it. It didn't have the range of the wire, because they'd already had the infrastructure for it, or RF. It only had a range. It doesn't say specifically, but it was more line of sight, like you would think with UHF, VHF, was the only kind of range it give with it.
Okay. So it was an early concept. I think that's what they call it when you know, it's proof of concept in one respect, but wasn't developed any further. Yeah. Well, when it finally did come along, first with phones and then with computers, it required a lot more infrastructure than the two devices that could be in the same room, let's say. And that's kind of generally what happens. If you want to transmit something long distances, and here on Earth is just one example of a long distance, and the Webb telescope is another example of long distance. And we have come a long way. Indeed, we have. And we should be proud of that. It's nowhere near the limits of people's imagination, of course. And I'm glad people exercise their imagination once in a while. I try to do that myself. But I stay busy fixing things.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm with you there. My time is dedicated to fixing stuff or putting out a fire with something. Not much time for inventing something new.
Fine here, KK4JBQ. Today, other than the normal things that I try to account for on Sunday, I found my computer, the one, I mean,
my favorite computer, the one that I use every day. I found it in a sad shape, just a sad shape. Somehow, it had forgotten how to do some things. I still haven't gotten it all to work again, but how does that happen, you know? It was working the day before, and you shut it down, no different than on other days. And then when you try to open it up the next day, the trackpad won't work. The mouse, since the trackpad isn't available to you, the mouse won't connect. You can't get that going. And it had been on charger, but that didn't work. It's now at 27%. You know, that's no good. And, golly, Bill, I've just been hacking away on this thing all day, substituting where I can, other devices that take the place of those that are f***ing that. You know, this thing's only 15 years old. They don't make them to last forever, which is God's honest truth. They don't. KK4JBQ.
4HKX, I believe it's 2 meter net. Yeah, I'm with you. They don't make things last like they used to. The computer I'm on right now, it's 10 years old, and it is starting to struggle. So I'm going to have to look at doing something different here. For some reason, it's not wanting to stay connected to the Wi-Fi like it's supposed to. It keeps dropping out, and then I have to mess with it to get it all back up and going. So yeah, I know, I feel your pain.
And it's not like it would be difficult to replace. I know exactly what would replace it. You know, it's not like I have to make many choices or anything. It's just that, and it's no problem with my spouse. You know, Donna is so free with money. And I don't know, Patrick, if it's because it's the way I was raised or because a home together, both of us worked on one income, and while we were still working, we had two incomes, and we handled that as we should have, as we were taught, and we're in retirement now. And you know, everything's a planned purchase, at least the way I look at it. It's a planned purchase. That's the way it should be in retirement, you know. Got to watch those pennies, dimes, quarters, nickels, and such. Folding money, too. But I mind it a little more than she does.
I'm with you there, but my wife is the one that's tight with the money. I'm the one that spends money on stuff, it seems like. It's a little different situation, but I don't spend money just to be spending money. I usually have a good reason for it.
Think this way, if you are spending money just to, you know, for the fun of spending money, you can buy one of those tickets, you know. I don't keep up with it, so I can't refer to anything that's ongoing right now. But I do know that they're still ongoing, and they keep on raising, you know, to attract, I suppose, interest. And I did that once. I promised myself. I didn't want to do it, but I kept, you know, being bugged by it. So I fashioned this little chore for me. I was working in a retail store at the time, and they sold those tickets. I think it was a state-run ticket. It really doesn't matter. But that ticket was available at our customer service counter, you know, for general public and for employees as well. So I walked up and I said, and I don't remember her name, but I said her name, would you give me one of those scratch it off tickets. And she says, you just want one? Golly, yes, I said, I just want one, thank you. And she says, well, you know, not to pry or anything, and we had talked, you know, on other occasions, because she's right there in the store, and I was there every day, you know, so. And she was the one that handed out envelopes with your pay in it. That's the way they handled it at that time. So anyway, she says, how come just one? You know, you increase your odds. I don't know if she's trying to sell it or whatever, but I says, well, I've made myself a promise. I'm going to buy one ticket, and if I don't win, I'm done. KK4JBQ.
HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Marriott. Yeah, well, that's a good thing to limit yourself. But Larry, I'm going to pause right here and see if we got any more check-ins right quick. Looking for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hey there, Patrick. Sorry I'm late. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be in there in a minute.
This is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, don't worry about it. I was just trying to figure out if I need to send a search party out because you or Tom, neither one checked in. So I was trying to figure out what was going on. But good to hear you, and I hope you've had a good week, and I hope you have a good week this week. And thanks for coming by here and checking in with me. I do greatly appreciate that. With that, we'll move back over to Larry, KK4JBQ, and go ahead, Larry, pick it back up.
So I just don't have a good feeling about wagering for a couple of reasons. You know, I mean, me being raised in a religious household, there was a lot of words, unkind words said about gambling and such as that. And it is sort of a game of chance. You might have to say that. And then too, I had a friend that I grew up with. He was a large fellow. He was 2 years older than me. He was always going to be a little large, but he was twice the size of anybody else in the neighborhood. But he was a fine, fine fellow. He was the first one since he was 2 years older. He was the first one to drive, and he drove this old Dodge, and he could double clutch that thing. They give us all the joyride, you know. This was long before we could, it was years before we could have our own driver's license and our own car, for that matter. Didn't realize what that was going to be like. Anyway, his name was Wayne, and he would bet on anything. He would bet on tomorrow's sunrise if you would fall for it. And if it doesn't, if that's the way it goes, it doesn't, I think everybody's lost, you know. I kept losing to the guy, and he taught me something when I asked him. I said, you know, Wayne, how is it that you always win? You always win. He says to me, Larry, if I didn't know for sure that I was going to win, I would never play. And there you go. You know, if it's a sure thing, well, just do it, you know. And if it's not, stay the heck away from it. Yeah. Thank you for letting me remember him. Lead me right up to it. He was a really fine fella. I know he had one child, and I think I met his wife one meeting. But, you know, childhood friends, we have left them, most of them. and all the family's gone and everything, so gracious me. I'm not terribly old or anything, but it's kind of left me looking at the world in a different way. And while I'm kind of in that neighborhood, I want to ask you, you mentioned earlier that you were scheduled for some hospital work. I don't know how to put it, because I don't know a thing. Maybe you could tell me what's up and when that's going to happen, and maybe what's ailing you, you know? KK4JPQ.
This is KO4HGX from Blues Juliet. Yeah, Larry, I can tell you that. It's not a problem. I've talked about it several times over the air here. I had to have my right knee replaced on June the 12th. So I've got that coming up here shortly, and I've got a lot of stuff I've been trying to get done before that comes, around the house and all that. So just had a lot going on lately due to that.
Serious internal work just to replace the natural thing going on there. And, oh, it's, I think it's famous for a recovery issue, too. Be sure to let everybody know here one way or the other that we should increase our frequency of prayer, because I think that works as good as anything in a bottle. And is maybe just by season. I don't know that I've heard of this, so it's kind of, I'm just processing it. K4JBQ.
I don't really know what to look forward to with it. I've never had any broke bones, no stitches, nothing up till I turned 50. So I've lived 50 years with no major health issues, and here we are now looking at having a knee replaced, and they can't tell me for sure if it's a partial knee or a full knee, because they've got concerns with a part of the knee that can't see real good in the x-rays or the MRIs.
That makes sense, and I guess they'll have to get beyond the obstructions to make that judgment. I was the same way up until the point that I had a tooth that broke in half. Now, that was just the beginning of it. Well, it didn't hurt much at all. Just the whole misery of taking care of it was the thing. Tooth had to be replaced. But this also involved the upper jawbone. So, gracious. Had to take out a piece of jawbone, because before they could anchor a tooth, then, you know, they're going to make up a tooth. So they took, anyway, they took an impression of the tooth just so they get the right size and shape, because it has to measure with the one below, you know. And I understood that part. But I didn't understand, because you don't see your, you know, the need. You may feel it. You know, your knee may be transmitting some hints that you need some work, but you can't see it, so you don't know any more than they do about, because they need to see it better, too. So anyway, they took out this piece of jawbone and replaced it. Now, what are you going to replace that with? They never said a thing until the day it was going to happen. And, well, I guess it was the day before they sourced the material. And I learned that it wasn't going to be bone from my own body. It was going to be from a bovine. And it says, are you going to be okay with this? And I says, I don't know. You're the doctor. You tell me, am I going to be okay with this? And he says, well, what you should probably work on is that you can't be a blood donor anymore. And so I was, and I was willing to just get this done and out of the way. But that was kind of a surprise. Anyway, I guess the thing that I could do, that I could say that would be most helpful, is that I adjusted my attitude about it. And I was going to decide that, most people didn't do this while they were awake. They choose not to do that. I mean, almost nobody has that kind of surgery. And I says, I want to be awake. I don't want to be put to sleep. I want to be there and help you. He chuckled, but it was just that way. Because I knew that if I were awake, he could ask me questions, and I could give honest answers. He took it for what it was worth, and it worked out fine. He would ask me, how are you doing? And I says, I'm doing fine. You're doing all the work. How are you doing? He chuckled at that. Anyway, we got along just fine. And he put that piece of bone in there, and then I had to come back in 2 months, I think. And it knitted pretty good, and he drilled a hole in that and put in the titanium socket. They put a socket in there to just mount the tooth. It is a process, and you'll find that it relieves all other concerns, and it's the best functioning knee you've ever felt. KK4 JBQ.
For HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Well, Larry, I hope the same thing. I don't want it to go through all that pain and anguish and then it not be any better than what I got. That's for sure. So I am definitely praying for a good outcome. And it is not in my hands. So that's all I can do with it. The closest thing I've ever had to any kind of surgery would be my wisdom teeth being taken out. And I didn't have that done until about 4 years ago, I guess. So it ain't been that long. So I've lived a good, healthy life. Growing up, I don't know how I didn't end up with any broke bones or stitches or anything else, because it wasn't for lack of trying.
With you. And it's nowadays, you know, I'm about 74 now, and I don't climb trees anymore. I don't climb ladders anymore, for that matter. And so falling down, it's the only thing I can remember while growing up as a kid that I came close to a bad thing, you know. Found this tree that I wanted to be high up in that tree. Well, I didn't get very high up, and it's a good thing I didn't get any higher than I did, because I, you know, was wearing these sneakers, and I thought they'd be reasonable enough to hold me in to the tree, but I got taught a lesson. I came tumbling out of that thing. And it was a tree that whose roots had, I think the thing was planted too high. You know, if you plant the root ball when planting a tree, if you plant it too high, then the roots will grow along the surface. It might look okay, but you have to plant that a certain good depth, or the roots will want to come to the surface. It's kind of a tricky thing, and they didn't get it right. I didn't know a thing about it at the time, so I fell out of that tree, and I felt my head right on a root, and I could taste something different in my mouth. And I've learned since then that that's That's not a good sign. if you hurt your head and you can taste something, I don't know what that is, but the body releases endorphins or something. And it was a serious slam. Didn't knock me out or anything, but I guess it kind of explains it that, you know, I am the way I am. That's what I tell people. Yeah. So, anyway. Well, seriously, do get the word out, and you will be showered with prayers to elevate your mood and to request assurance of a good outcome. Prayers are wonderful tools. Just keep us all informed, won't you? And I'll see, we're near the top of the hour. Good talking with you, Patrick. It always is. And I appreciate you being here and bringing us all together. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back to you, sir. 7-3.
So 4 HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, I have already made plans to move a radio in next to my recliner where I'll be spending most of my time during that recovery so that I can at least talk on the radio. I will be dealing with that. So that's the nice thing about this hobby is you don't have to be very active to be able to do it. You can as much or as little as you want to do. But good to talk to you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Donna have a good week. And we'll jump out here and see if we got any more check-ins right quick. Looking for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. None being heard. I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the net, as far as I know, and come by and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. And check in with him. I know you'll enjoy his net. I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. So 4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.